It's Christmas Eve, so it's the end of a journey. Last week, we told you about the BBC's Aleem McBool. He's retracing the journey made by Joseph and Mary in the New Testament story of the birth of Jesus. Like the biblical couple, Aleem's been traveling by donkey. After many miles and many donkeys later, the BBC's Aleem McBool joins us. And Aleem, have you actually made it to Bethlehem?
I am standing right now in Manger Square in Bethlehem, the focal point of Christmas celebrations all over the world, of course. You might be able to hear a sound check going on in the background. There's a huge stage set up in the center of Manger Square where Midnight Mass will take place. That, of course, will be the climax of celebrations and festivities here. Across the square to me is the Church of the Nativity, where, of course, it's believed that Mary and Joseph ended their trek, and where, according to Luke's Gospel, they laid their baby Jesus in a manger. A church has now been built on that site, and it's all lit up and looking absolutely fantastic, with pilgrims now pouring in to this square, readying themselves for Midnight Mass.
Well, how do you feel looking back on your trip? I mean, you told us last week about issues that you had getting your donkeys through checkpoints. I guess I'm wondering, how many donkeys have you wound up having on this journey?
Well, this morning as I walked from Shepherd's Fields, which is a place where, according to Luke's Gospel, the angels appeared to the shepherds to tell them of the good news of Jesus' birth. I walked from there with donkey number 5, Sada, and we walked into the center of Manger Square, and she was just terrific. She went past the marching bands and the bagpipers without flinching at all. She wasn't bothered at all, no panic there. But that was number 5. She was lovely. I'm on a roof right now, so she's not with me. I thought it was a bit unfair to bring her up
sure.
An elevator. But number 1 was not so good. She wouldn't actually budge an inch in Nazareth last Monday. Number 2 was a little bit better, but she wasn't allowed through a checkpoint because her paperwork, according to Israeli authorities, was not up to scratch. Number 3 was fantastic. We walked through some gorgeous landscapes together in the northern West Bank, hills and olive groves that could have looked like that 2,000 years ago, perhaps. But I decided to rest her because they were quite tough climbs. Number 4, we weren't allowed to bring into Jerusalem because she needed a permit to be on camera. So we couldn't bring her in. So number five here in Bethlehem, was a great company as we joined the festivities here in Manger Square.
Well, you told us last week that part of the reason that you wanted to do this was to get to know the region of the world where you're now living a bit better. What do you feel you've learned about the people who live between Nazareth and Bethlehem?
Well, in a lot of the villages that I passed through and the people who invited us in for drinks and to chat, I really did realize, you know, how much people's land and the land they live on mean to them. A lot of people talked about their love of the areas, their love of, I spoke to many people who love walking through the land as I was trying to do. But also, it did highlight the divisions around this place. In the central West Bank, I walked through areas where on many of the hilltops are Jewish settlements, which are considered by internationally as illegal because they're built on occupied Palestinian land. And in the valleys were Palestinian villages. So they were very, very close to each other, but very little interaction at all between the two. And going from a settlement to a village, they just felt like completely different worlds with people with such entrenched views. And really, it did highlight just how difficult it will be to resolve the problems here.
What's been the most memorable moment of the trip?
For me personally, those 3 days spent in countryside, unspoiled countryside, where sort of very old, small hamlets, just with a donkey, imagining how the place could have looked when not only Mary and Joseph, but so much history happened in this region. That really felt to me like connecting with history. And those few days were fantastic. But also a lot of the people I've met along the way who took us in, who fed us, frankly, and shared coffee with us. Some of those stories will stick with me for a long time.
Any chance you might be making this an annual tradition?
You know what? All I can think about right now is my bed. And after maybe sleeping until, well, I feel like next Christmas, I'll think about it.
Very good. The BBC's Aleem McBool is in Bethlehem. He's been traveling the route of the biblical story of Mary and Joseph. If you want to read Aleem's travel blog, you can find it at our website, theworld.org. Thank you.
My pleasure.